Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to wish you a happy Memorial Day weekend. I know the weather may not be so nice out there today, but I'm hoping you're having a nice time with family, more gatherings now that more people are vaccinated. But remember to stay safe and well. So on today's show, I have a guest that has never been on with me. I have Robin Skipper. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Carol. Very nice to be here.
I'm so happy that we're together this morning. For those of you that may not know, Robin is the executive director of the Pike County Area Agency on Aging.
It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. Also known as AAA, right? Mm-hmm. So Robin, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How long have you been the executive director here?
It's 20 years. I can't believe it. So it's growing, but it's a wonderful position and it's a wonderful agency and we do a lot. So many programs, and the number one thing people say is, I didn't know you did that, or I didn't know that this was available in Pike County. So it's very rewarding.
Right. And that's why, you know, I wanted to come out here and do this show with you, because I do a lot of shows in Wayne County because, you know, that's where the hospital is. But we also service Pike County. And I know you do just awesome, awesome things out here. And I want people to know, you know, what's available. And, you know, I kind of picked this weekend to highlight the, you know, your agency is because you are running a program, the Farmers Market Voucher Program, right?
Yes, the nutrition program. So we will partner with the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Aging, and each year we are able to have eligible seniors 60 and older receive the equivalent of $24 in vouchers, and they can use them at their local farm markets.
And that is just awesome, because it's a way for our seniors to get fresh produce out there that they may not be able to afford, correct?
Absolutely. It's as a dietitian, it's also wonderful to be able to promote healthy nutrition with the ability of letting them access it. So the vouchers can be used in $6 increments, and the farmer gets all of that. So it's we're supporting the local farmers and we're helping the seniors stay healthy.
Right. And I think, you know, I know I'm on the Wayne Tomorrow board, and that's something that we really try and encourage, is to purchase produce from our local farmers, because if we can support them, they can also support our community, which is so important. Yes. So if someone's listening, what are the criteria to apply for the vouchers? Should they call your office? What number would they call? Or
they can call the office at 570-775-5550, or they can go on our website, pikeaa.org, and access the application right off the internet. It's very simple application, and then we can either distribute the vouchers to them if they make an appointment, or we can mail them to them.
Oh, how easy is that?
Yes. and we are starting to reopen our senior center, so we'll be able to distribute them at the Lackawaxen Center down on Beisel Road and 590, or at the Blooming Grove Center right here in sunny Blooming Grove on 739.
So that's awesome, and it is just a great way for those seniors is to get fresh produce from our farmers market. And in case of, you know, you said there was like two located here, right, in Pike County that they can use, but they can go kind of outside the county, right? Because this is a state initiative.
Exactly. We do have the Kutz's Blueberry Farm in Pawpack, and then we also have Hills Homestead stand here on 739. But they can absolutely go to the Holly, I think it's the Holly Farm Market at Bingham Park. There's like a number of them up in 191, and then they can use them down in Monroe County and Hamlin. So they are used, as long as it has the little cornucopia on the sign that they're welcome, they can use them anywhere. And they don't have to use them all at once, which is nice. So, you know, if you're living alone and a senior, you might not be able to eat $24 worth of produce at one time, unless you're really good at canning or preserving. Right. So it's nice that they can use them throughout the season. I believe it's through the end of October, so they can actually use it, you know, for squash, potatoes, and things like that later in the season, which is nice.
That is really awesome. They can make some soup with that and put that in the freezer and have that throughout the winter time.
Yeah.
That is really, really great. So, you know, you are definitely you know, that's just one of the many services that you help seniors with. We know that June, like I said, is right around the corner, but June is Elder Abuse Awareness Month, right?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that and what you do as an organization?
We have a Older Adult Protective Services program, and it is, again, all through the Commonwealth, so it's available in Wayne County, but it's a professional team that helps either mitigate risk or investigate situations where a senior might be exploited. We've had a number of scams lately. You know, we had COVID scams. We've had the honeymoon scam, all these things, because if one thing I learned, that people are out there to want to separate seniors from their dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So that our protective services team, I'm very proud of, have been able, and very busy. They've been very busy because the abuse and neglect continues whether there's a COVID pandemic or not. So we want to bring attention to it, and then also know that we do have an elder abuse task force, and they put together programs, education, outreach events. We partner with a lot of the local banks, the home care agencies, the legislators. Representative Pfeiffer and Representative Brown have been participating, and our district attorney, sheriff's office. So together we feel we can kind of approach some of these situations and work together to hopefully prevent,
right,
you know, prevent these situations.
Right, because our goal is to protect our seniors. I mean, they really, some individuals out there don't have anyone to rely on. And when they get these phone calls, when they get these scam artists, mm-hmm, or, you know, or if they have someone in their home that comes into their home not under good intentions, we need to protect them.
Exactly.
So if we do have a senior out there today that feels that they may have been exploited, what number can they call to get help?
They can call the Elder Abuse Hotline, or they can call their Area Agency on Aging, and it's 24/7 that they can get assistance.
Okay, and what is the Pike County number again?
570-775-5550.
Okay, thank you for that. Sure. I think that's important. So the next thing is, you do a lot of health and wellness programs, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we were doing some virtually during the pandemic, but now that we're opening up, we will be continuing. We have a Walk with Ease program with the Arthritis Foundation. We have the evidence-based programs such as chronic disease management, where people can work through their illnesses with a trained counselor on doing their own personalized plan. Maybe they have some, you know, cardiac functionality, and maybe their decreased abilities, but they can work through maybe an action plan to make their lives a little easier or a little healthier. So those are also, again, available in every county. So Wayne County also offers them. And we're happy to be doing our Zoom exercises on Wednesday. So they, again, call the office and we can send them a link. But all of our programs are really to make people feel empowered with,
right,
their own health.
Right.
And also include the socialization, because people have been away from each other. So it's nice to come back and go through programs with each other, their neighbors, and have some fun too.
Mm-hmm.
It always helps to have fun.
It is. It really is. And, you know, I know, when we were kind of, when I just got here, I was talking with some of your other staff, and Joan Edel is one that I know well because she's on our community advisory board at Wayne Memorial Hospital, mm-hmm, and she was talking about the LINK program that she is overseeing.
Yes, Joan's been doing a great job with the Pike Wayne Monroe Aging Disability Resource LINK, and they are, she's putting together all kinds of programs, and they're free, and they're so helpful. There's almost weekly, there's some type of a link that she's been sending out, whether it be LGBTQ awareness,
mm-hmm,
and training, and other professional, Tech Owl. There's so many different things out there that's wonderful, and she's been doing a great job getting the word out and doing some cross trainings with the other providers in our counties.
Right, and I will say, I use Tech Owl for my mom. Mm-hmm. She's hard of hearing, so we wanted to see if we can find a different phone for her. But they have been amazing. I mean, the lending library that they have, you can borrow these devices and see if you like them. And if you don't like that one, you could try another one. Yeah. So these the resources that are out there for, you know, seniors or people with disabilities are amazing. I think just people need to know that they can access that.
Yes.
And that's what you're here for at the, you know, at the Agency on Aging, is to share these resources with individuals, know that the information is out there, correct?
Absolutely. We have, Heather does a great job with that. And the Tech Owl, we also have so much equipment that people donate. So it might be slightly used, but if we have walkers, wheelchairs, bedside commodes, we've got shower benches, things like that. So we are here and make people's lives a little easier. You know, it might be short term, that's fine.
Right.
And it's free and it's available.
Right. And I, you know, a couple of times you've mentioned this free. Most of your programs are free.
Yes.
Right? Yes. You know, you do home delivered meals, correct? And you also have, you know, hopefully soon, you said some of the senior centers are opening so people can come back to the senior centers and have meals in, but you still are doing all the home delivered meals, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we also do grab and go. So if they still don't feel quite comfortable maybe coming into the center, we do have pickup meals. And they can call, pick them up at Lackawaxen or at Blooming Grove right now. We're working towards opening Matamoros, but
okay.
It's going to taking a little bit and get staffing up and running.
Right, right. And that's probably a difficult part, too, is staffing.
Yeah.
Correct? I mean, you're always looking for people to work
volunteers
here.
Volunteers. Right? We have the RSVP program, and they are doing our recruiting, but we also take absolutely anybody wants to come through and volunteer. We'll help get the onboarding process, getting involved with the nutrition with the centers, or being like a leader. If somebody has a talent, music, art, and wanted to provide a couple hours a month at the senior centers, we would absolutely love that.
Right. I mean, I think, you know, the activities that we can provide to our seniors gives them a quality of life that is invaluable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having someone come in and do a craft project or do painting with them, or like you said, listen to music.
Yeah.
I know one thing I've missed is going into the senior centers and providing programs.
Yes.
You and I are both registered dietitians. We got to plug that,
that's right?
And so providing those nutrition education sessions that they appreciate so much.
And the tasting. They like to taste.
Yeah, I've missed the diabetes tasting last year. I'm hoping maybe we can get that in this year. We do that in Wayne County every year, and we have over 75 people to 100 people show up to that.
That's
and
great.
It's just a great way to kind of highlight diabetes and highlight how they can still eat good healthy foods
exactly.
And fun foods during the holidays.
It shouldn't be restrictive. It's
right.
just creative.
Exactly. Exactly.
I like that.
So Robin, what else do you want to add to
I just wanted to add that we're also now dementia-friendly agency, so we did the Dementia Friends information sessions, and we do have those available. We can do them virtually, and Mary, my partner in Wayne County, Ersich, has also a Dementia Champions designation, so we do want to let people know if their office, if they're in a bank or some kind of a business, we would be able to provide that again for free. And it's an hour long session, but it really gives people some inside information on communicating with somebody with dementia, or having, you know, working with people with dementia. Recently, we were working with the correctional facility because of the aging population.
Right.
They're, you know, being arrested. Things are happening, and it's all kind of behavior and the situations are it's crisis in some situations. So the correction officers needed some information on how to maybe deal, communicate, and work with somebody with dementia. So it's a wonderful program. And again, they can call Wayne or Pike County Aging.
Right.
Find that out.
And I could attest that, I mean, like, I'm in that age group where I'm caring for my mom. And, you know, at times she is forgetful, or, you know, it's hard to communicate. But you have to realize patience, I think, is probably maybe
absolutely.
The number one key to that.
Absolutely. Patience and compassion.
Right, right. But I think the program that you have is really going to be great for our community, because I think the more someone is educated, the more information you have to deal with the situation, makes it just a little bit easier for all of us.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Because there's dignity and respect.
Right.
You know, as people age, and we promote that highly.
Right. And our seniors deserve that.
Absolutely.
So, Robin, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. It was just really great to be out here and talk with you.
Thank you, Carol. It was wonderful. Thanks for giving us a shout out here in Pike County.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, and I'll be back. Okay. Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a great day. Stay safe on this Memorial Day weekend. Thank you for listening.